jou week in landbou.
Weerstand teen onkruiddoders hou verskeie nadele vir gewasboere en die omgewing in. Elrisa Tron, bemarkings- en kommunikasiebestuurder van CropLife SA, sê boere se geldsaake word ook op die langtermyn hierdeur geraak. Tron vergelyk weerstand teen onkruiddoders met die konsep van wanneer mense weerstand teen antibiotika ontwikkel. Sy maan daarom gewasprodusente om voorskrifte te lees en daarby te hou en die etikette van gewasbeskermingsprodukte te volg, aangesien dit belangrike inligting soos veiligheidsmaatreëls bevat. Tron voeg verder by dat weerstand 'n natuurlike proses is wat wel bestuur kan word. Sy sê wanneer weerstand plaasvind, is daar gewoonlik 'n klein aantal onkruid in 'n populasie wat natuurlik bestand is teen sekere onkruiddoders.
Mens moet versigtig wees om nie sommer net dadelik aan te neem as weerstand nie, want daar kan baie redes wees vir 'n produk se prestasie. As jy weet, jy het byvoorbeeld net op chemiese beheer staat gemaak of dieselfde produk of produkte met dieselfde meganisme van werking binne dieselfde weerstandsgroep jaar in en jaar uit gebruik, dan moet mens begin bekommerd raak, want dan is daar 'n hoë risiko vir weerstand ontwikkeling. Net ander faktore sluit ook in geen rotasie in die stelsel of hoë onkruidbesmetting en dan ook swak beheer in vorige seisoene.
Arsonists burned down a rainbow chicken processing plant and several trucks during the riots in KwaZulu-Natal 2 weeks ago. Farmers Weekly reports looters also stormed 10 farms and stole about 2 million birds. This was according to Isaac Breitenbach, General Manager of the Broiler Organization of the South African Poultry Association. The poultry industry is concerned about the impact that riots and looting will have on the spread of avian influenza, which is also known as bird flu, due to a break in biosecurity measures on numerous farms. Breitenbach added that the industry was also concerned about the high incidence of avian influenza amongst wild birds. Despite numbers of reported incidents declining, farmers were urged to be on alert and to report any signs of avian influenza to their nearest state veterinarian for immediate investigation. OFM News reported in June that bird flu was identified on 3 farms in the Free State. The farms were located in Villiers, Parys and Wesselsbron. State veterinarian in Frankfurt, Dr. Patricia Froeneman, previously stated that awareness is crucial.
The field state veterinarians and animal health technicians are doing surveillance for avian influenza across the province and are also providing information sessions to the public and farmers in order to create awareness and faster response to possible new cases.
Hoewel die hoogtepunt van die winter na verwagting in die derde week van Julie bereik is, is dit nog nie die einde van steerkoue fronte en baie koue toestande nie. Landbou.com sê terwyl die weerkantoor waarsku dat die koue front wat Dinsdag oor die Weskaap beweeg het en reën na die winterreënstreek gaan bring, sowel as stormsterk winde oor dele van die provinsie gaan veroorsaak, dui weermodelle op langer termyn daarop dat sterk frontale stelsels wat skerp temperatuurdalings soos verlede week ervaar is, weer in Augustus verwag kan word. Die twee stelsels sal die sentrale, suidelike en suidoostelike binneland na verwagting van 5 tot 11 Augustus en weer van 20 tot 25 Augustus raak. Johan van den Berg, onafhanklike landbouweerkundige, sê daar kan in die tydperke koue of rypskade voorkom aan vroeë koringaanplantings in die Vrystaat en Noord-Kaap, terwyl druiwe in die Noord-Kaap en vrugtebome in veral die Langkloof en ander gebiede in die suidoostelike binneland skade kan opdoen. Daar is ook 'n kans op temperatuurdalings in die tweede en derde week van September, maar dit is onseker hoe intens dit gaan wees. On 12 to 13 July this year, more than 104,200 hectares of farmland was burned to the ground in the Free State. Dr. Jack Armour, Free State Agriculture Commercial Manager, says in a statement, "These fires represent the single biggest fire event recorded in the Free State province." He says official figures released on 22 July by the Free State Umbrella Fire Protection Association indicate that grazing land, livestock and game farms were devastated. The report indicates that 396 farm portions were burned in total, 35 of which burned 100%, 134 burned 90% and 216 farms burned more than 50% of their surface area. Meanwhile, the Northern Cape Department of Agriculture once again pleads with farmers and land users to be cognizant of felt fires during this time of the year. The departmental spokesperson Zandisile Lupasla tells OFM News that the arid nature of vegetation during this time of the year might increase the magnitude of felt fires. Therefore, livestock should be protected as best as possible. To avert the situation, MEC Masemanopole asks farm owners to make fire breaks around their properties and take any further precaution applicable.
Lees meer op ofm.co.za en laai die gratis OFM toep af. OFM News, en pas met jou wêreld.